Fetch going fishing all the time. He be going fishing too.
All right, it is time for a fishing report. Leaf is in here, and it seems appropriate we do a little fishing report. We've had kind of a change of attitude around here lately. Fires seem to be well contained. Mm-hmm. The smoke mm-hmm. is gone. Seems different to the humanoids. How's it for the fishinoids?
Oh, man, it's been just fantastic.
Yeah.
You know? Been having a lot of really great times. Just got off a great fishing vacation with my friends Sarah and Glenn. They hosted me over at a little river nearby that they swore me to secrecy on the name of, as well as many of the locals seemed to want to pretend it was still a secret. I did see a lot of people there.
Okay, but well, we won't be responsible.
Holy cow. Saw a lot of fish, though, too. We spent one 11-hour day. Started out in the lower river rolling eggs behind these kokanee for egg-eating rainbows and cutthroats galore. Really nice ones, too. And then moved to the upper river. Just incredible green drake hatch predominated, and fish very apt to pay more attention to the particular hatches than here for whatever reason, or it's exhibited in a different way there. Mm-hmm. You really needed to nail the hatch, and so there was a lot of tandem bugging, but as I felt like I started to get used to it, I kind of went to the single bugs and found that it could kind of just be, you know, eggs in the morning, caddis after that, green drake if they were happening, and then just maybe some kind of big stone imitation, in this case my purple chubby, worked very, very well.
Yeah, it would be pretty mind-blowing for most of us.
It was amazing. I was able to get like 25 fish behind one rock that averaged from 14 to 20 inches. Mm-hmm. And then through the rest of that run, at least another 20 fish that averaged 14 to 20 inches. And that was in like the last 2 hours of my day, which was not unlike the rest of the entire day. Just amazing, amazing, amazing country. The top of it's a lot like the size of Icicle Creek, but fish much, much bigger. You know, it's always, they're always trying to talk me into getting out of here about that time, and it's always hard to leave here because this is just one of the best times of the year.
Yeah. It sounds like you had an experience. Had you ever been on this stream before?
No, okay, I hadn't. Well. You know, like I say, they've been twisting my arm, trying to get me there forever, and it's just because I've been so busy. I know it's epic, but I get so busy, and with no steelhead seasons, I tend to try to run as many trips as I can through the trout season.
Yeah, yeah.
To make that expensive guide's license worth buying.
So you got a new plan for next year? You're going to schedule yourself out of here mid-September?
Yeah, definitely. That is going to be part of, you know, I don't know if it'll be mid-September every year. I enjoyed rolling eggs, but when fish get egg-centric.
Not quite your thing.
It just gets a little bit old. I want the, you know, you can just, you nail them again and again, but I really like fishing bugs.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no duh. They're behind those fish that are dumping all those eggs, roll an egg into their face. I like being able to look around and say, oh, what's that popping? You know, or, oh, I see they're coming up now after something. Lately, they haven't been coming up quite as well. Segue to the Met How. Still are. More of an afternoon evening thing. But what that told me, along with all the shucks on the rocks, is that those October caddis became pupa and popped and flew. Yeah. And man, there's a lot of shucks there. And so for that matter, there's a lot of them in the drift. And this new October caddis pupa that I've been working with has just been an incredible nymph. And so I've been doing a little bit of that in the colder hours of the day, but also still enjoying some really good dry fly fishing in the last two-thirds.
You know, that trip sounds a little bit like a luxury vacation. It's not that much different than what you do at home, but it's like you get to sit in your easy chair and have it delivered, kind of.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's just it's put on a conveyor and put right into your mouth, basically, that way, yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I really like this time of the year. As I've said before, the colors are really starting to change. Yeah. The feel of the day is starting to change. It's very crisp and cold, like you were saying, in the morning. Got some frost going. So you don't necessarily have to rush to get out there, although I still can hardly wait. So once it's daylight, I'm usually itching to fish. So, you know, it's just kind of that time where also the lowland lakes are starting to really turn back on. I've heard some great reports from some of these lowland lakes. So it's definitely back to it.
Cool.
I'd say the fish are probably more or less in the in that middle and deeper depth of water still, not quite cruising up into the shelf. But they'll be back up there real soon. And you'll probably see some good good traveling sedge eaters and stuff like that coming through the fall here. You know, it's just it's that time where things are starting to change. But as I've said before, it's just kind of a different season. It's not better. It's just different. If it was if it was the same all the time, it'd probably drive me crazy anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's variety is what makes life interesting. But and actually, it's been pretty good one after another, they're just different. And this is another new one on our front porch.
And so to throw it out there too, it's time to start planning those tamarack viewing hikes too, up into the high country, because that's going to be a short window. You know, that those lakes will start freezing over, especially the smaller ones here. So if you've got a few of those in mind that you want to get at before that time, then I'd get at them now. As well, the Skagit is starting to heat up, so if you want to get a hold of us, we can talk about the many great things there are to do from the top to the bottom of that river.
That's right. You're doing the Skagit now.
Absolutely. The Methow Fishing Adventures is kind of branching out a little bit now. Thankfully, we have that personnel there with Graham on the other side where we can really give a great experience on that river as well as this river too. So, you know, as usual, I guess we say at this point, a big old thanks to our great friends there at North 40 Fly Shop, because you can get whatever you need to shift gears into these other seasons, because they are the pros at these fall time seasons. And they've got a fall seminar coming up here on Saturday, the 22nd, I believe, or 23rd, might mix up my dates here.
This Saturday
coming up, they're going to do a free seminar about fishing for a Lahontan cutthroat trout at Omak Lake.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll talk a lot about that.
Yeah, so we do.
That would probably be a big one up for people to get up there and check that out. So
they're at the store?
Yeah, in Omak, at the fly shop at North 40. So if you need to pick up any gear, you can do it there, or you can do it online at north40flyshop.com. You can check out our blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com, and you can email me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. As I always say to y'all, that public land don't stay public that easy, and it's our America here from coast to coast, right? So let's take care of that public land. Maybe contact the Okanagan Open Roads folks. Let them know you support them on Facebook, online, and, you know, take care of one another. Get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on. I said, bet you're going fishing all the time.